Morning, Oakview Financial. This is Samantha.
Oh, hey, Samantha. Just calling back. I missed a call from Maddie.
From Maddie? Yeah, no worries. What was your full name?
You guys sound the same. Annette.
Kemp. Do we? Oh, really? Annette. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me just see. Okay. Is she... I think Madison's just on the phone right now. What I can do is I can try. She can call you back, yeah?
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, because otherwise I can try and read the notes here and figure out.
It was about my superannuation. I've come over with you guys and you're doing my superannuation, but like every time my super gets paid, it just bounces back. And I've called Hub24, absolutely hopeless. And I've just had enough of them. They won't help me to make sure that the payments go through. And my accountant's like, there's nothing more you can do. So, like, we've done everything on our end.
What have Hub24 been saying that could be the issue with why they're bouncing back? Have they said anything?
I know you guys send me the onboarding letter. It has, like, the details.
Yeah, the contribution.
The number, all the shit that you got to write in there. So they had me put four different, like, codes in for the member number and stuff, and they're all just rejecting.
Okay. And so you've got an accountant that does your pays your super?
No, we do. We actually do it ourselves, but
okay.
But I got the accountant to look at it because obviously they're all in our zero files, and they just said, "Nah, there's something going on here." So, you need to tell them to sort their shit out, basically, as in not you guys, the other people, because it's not working. Yeah.
Okay. It's hard because obviously. The details that are provided on the Super Choice Fund nomination form are the ones that are required to make the contribution. Pardon?
You'd think so. I do this every day for other people, but when it comes to this one, not working. I've done everything that they've told me. I've changed, I've caps locked it. I've done every single combination they've told me to put in and none of them are working.
Okay.
No, I don't know why.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll let my manager know, and then I'll try and figure out if there's another way that we can try and fix it or rectify it.
Okay.
So when you say that you do it for other people, is that other super funds and you're using the same system?
Yeah, it's all done through Xero. So obviously, you know, that's where we've got like heaps of staff and everyone has different superannuation funds and member numbers. I've never had this issue ever with anyone's. So I've changed it how they've told me about four different times or maybe five, and none of them are working. So I'm just like, let's just get another superannuation because this is driving me insane. I can't do anything with
it. Hey, super. Yeah. Okay. Well, we've never experienced this before either. So what I'll do is I'll ask my manager to see what we can do, and then I'll let them know that you've tried multiple times and you've never had, you know, this issue before, and you do it with other supers as well. And then I can see if they're, pardon me, if they've got another idea or if, because I remember emailing you previously and you said you'd also called the ATO. Is that right?
Yep, I've called all of them.
And they weren't sure either?
ATO told me that was my last call. It was ATO. And they're like, okay, put this in. And I did. I'll tell you exactly how it's set up. I can tell you right now. I'm in the wrong section. Give me one sec. So the ATO said to put it as.
Do you complete it via Superstream? Does Xero have a Superstream that you can do it?
So it goes through like the superannuation membership section. It's got like the membership details. So you put in like the super fund, which is Hub24, obviously super fund. And then they told me to do HU240EGGQA. I've tried all the other ones that were in that document that you sent me. But
yeah,
no,
so instead of that one you tried with the member number, just the member number?
All of them, tried them all, and they've all rejected.
Okay, and so you're doing it via Superstream? Like, is there another way that you can process it via Superstream rather than Xero?
No,
okay.
That's how our pay runs are done. All of our accounting and payroll is done through Xero.
Okay.
I've actually contacted Hub24 like about 10 times. I'm not even kidding. So like I've just given up with them. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Okay. All right. I will
bring you guys and say, you need to find someone else for me because it's not working. I cannot get this to work and I've never had this issue. That's just so weird.
Yeah. All right. No worries. I will let the I'll talk to a manager and then I'll get back to you with what we can come up with and try and help you with that.
Yeah. So see, this is what it says. So like, and it's a lot of money. Like, you know, a lot of money's been returned, which is very annoying. But it just says the following employee superannuation contributions are returned. Hub 24, blah, blah, blah. It's got the reference number, all my details, Hub 24 super fund, the member number, how much reason for return, member number not found with supplied information, member ID, member identifier not known with super fund, ABN. I'm
not
pretty sure that's what they all say. Give me a second, I'll go back to the other ones. They all said the same thing, but that, they've all said the same thing with, like, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things.
Are you able to, you don't have to include the amount, are you able to screenshot the reference, like the error that's coming up and email it to us, or do you want me to just write that down?
That's all good. I'll just send it to you right now.
Okay, yeah. I can give you, yeah, the email is just samantha@oakview.com. Oh, no, sorry, samantha.t, T for Tango.
Samantha.t.
At Oakview Financial. .com.au.
Samantha.t at oakviewfinancial.com.au. I'll just write a net in here, okay?
Yep.
Let's see what I've done.
So then what I'll do is I'm going to go back to our operations managers in meeting, but I'll go back to our manager and I will go and discuss this with her, and I'll just basically mention that you have been successful with other super funds, so we're not sure why this
This is like I've been doing this for years. This is not something that's new to me, so that's why I'm just like, this is so strange. But I'm happy to, they all say the same thing, so I can go through and give you a list of the dates that they've all gone through, but it's been like ever since it got changed. I changed immediately.
Okay. Bless you.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, so
okay,
since,
I've got
June,
that email there. Reason for return, member not found with supplied information, member. Okay, I'll yeah, that's helpful, because what I'll do is I'll like, yeah, use that as what's the reason, and then I'll see if that's occurred before and what we can do.
I can go through the other ones if you like and copy every single one so you can see that the I'm pretty sure that it has the different names and numbers in there, so you can see all the ones that are being used.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Hang on, I'll just quickly send this one, because this has got the member number 24 on this one, because that one had the other one, didn't it?
Yeah, 2428802.
Hang on. God, I'm just going to sneeze again. I think it's so cold. I think I sent you, I don't know what date that one was. Okay, so this one's got, this is a different one that I sent. This is what the ATO told me to write. Samantha.t. Why isn't it saved in there? So this one's got Mabinaba HUB. Have a look at that one. It's samantha.t@oakviewfinancial.com.au.
Yep.
That's that one. Just going to find the other one for you. I'm just going to have to go into them individually to find, to get, show you the different ones that they've told me to do.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's not. Yep, I've just received the second.
It's basically saying that, like, I'll just forward you this so you can see. I have no idea why your name's not staying in here. I'm just going to send these so you can see them. You can see I'm not full of shit.
No, I believe you, and I'm not sure why what's happening. Your name in your zero, is it Annette Marie Means Kemp?
I think so. Yeah.
Because it could be potentially the name. It's not just Kemp in zero.
I'll just go to you so you can have a look. No, it's all Means Kemp.
Okay.
It has to be. It has to be because it's got to match up with, like, you know, your tax file number and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
So it all has to match. Otherwise, it doesn't let you do it. It's pretty good zero.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a look and let me know.
Yeah, I'll have a look and I'll ask my managers today to find out exactly what could be the issue and why you're running into that trouble and why it's not working out, because obviously there's other accounts that you're paying into at the same time. So yeah, it's a little bit of a strange
thing.
Only
me that's rejecting.
Only you.
No one else.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll have a look into it and I'll see what we can try and work out for you, and then we can get
Sounds
back
good.
To you.
Thank you.
All right. No
great.
Worries.
Thanks so much.
We'll be in contact.
Thanks. See ya.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.